Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. Hello, everybody. This is Craig Stepp, and this is Look What I Found, episode... I don't remember. Test post. Episode 95. How about that? This is my first episode in the Dog Days of Podcasting for 2015. And speaking of the Dog Days of Podcasting, I have to admit that this year it's really taken a life on its own. We have 24 podcasters that are participating, which is a good problem to have, and which also exposes another problem, trying to listen to them all. And that's what I was joking with, but it's actually the challenge is almost not so much as podcasting for 30 days, it's trying to listen to them all. So it's really turned around. And I'm really honored that 24 people thought this was a cool enough challenge to actually take it upon themselves. And it's not just the challenge, you know, it's more like the camaraderie. We're all trying to do this together. We're all listening to each other's podcasts and learning about each other. So there's a lot of aspects of this that make it worthwhile. So, well, my theme I'm going to have going forward, I'm not doing it today because I had a kind of a long, crappy day at work. But my challenge to myself is I'm going to take a picture for 30 days. And I'm talking like an artful picture, not just snapping a picture of the stop sign. Something worthwhile to me. I'm going to try and take a picture each day. And that will be my theme for the podcast. My thought is, in October, I'm doing another photo show I'm participating in a photo show with other photographers. And some of them have sometimes they have projects, and Terry Roush, who puts it on together, he's always working on these little projects that he comes up with. So one of the projects I thought of was I'll have 30 pictures in the show, and each one will be tagged with audio. Maybe a QR code or a link if somebody wants to listen to what was the meaning behind that picture. So we'll see if this works out. I'm going to shoot for it, and I have a feeling I'll know quickly if it's going to work or not. It might be a lot of work, too much work, but I'm going to give it a shot. So tomorrow, see what I did there? So tomorrow I will go out somewhere in my hometown and take some pictures, and I will pick one and make the show on that and see how it works. So, you know, I'll solicit feedback. So you're always welcome to let me know and how it's going. So there we go. Just to give you a quick update about where I've been the last while, if you haven't paid attention to Technorama or my Facebook ramblings. So this year we moved into a new house. Well, actually, let me back up. This year, went to summer camp for the scouts, and that was a lot of fun. But, you know, it was a lot of work as well. We went to Raven Knob, which is up in Mount Airy in North Carolina. Actually got a chance to go to Mount Airy, which is the first time I've actually been downtown. And it's funny to see all the Andy Griffith stuff. It's kind of like Andy Griffith is to Mount Airy as in Elvis is to Las Vegas. Well, maybe it used to be, because everything is Mayberry this, or Barney Fife that, Andy Griffith this, Aunt B's whatever, which is pretty cool. It's kind of neat to see. And so they obviously really embrace Andy Griffith there. And I was kind of blown away how much money their Mayberry Days festival brings into that area, even today. So anyway, we went back to Raven Knob. We went back to Raven Knob, spent the whole week. Then I had to come home a day early, and we moved. And that was kind of rough on everybody. I'm not just singling myself out, because we all worked on it. I had some really good friends and family that really came and helped out and pitched in and made a huge difference in this whole project. What we thought was going to be kind of simple, we had a lot of prep work. I have to give props to my wife. She did a lot of work, pre-work packing. But we had everything in the downstairs part of the house, and we thought, oh, it'll just be a few hours in and out. No, you know, moving is never in and out. Anyway, so between that moving and the heat as we were moving, it was tough, but we pulled through, and made it work. So we're in the new house. Things are going pretty well. And here I am today, Dog Days of Podcasting, and we're all here together. I'm sorry, my computer logged me out. So we're all here together, and we're live. And, oh yeah, so I'm still running, and I'm using Runkeeper. So if you're running or training or anything, and you use Runkeeper, you can add me to it. I'd love to see your activity. I sometimes comment on other people's activity, trying to encourage them. So I'm currently going through a workout, trying to improve my 5K time. I'll be doing a 5K at the end of August. It's the Greek Fest in Charlotte. So if you're in the Charlotte area and you want to participate, it's actually a fun 5K. They say it's the flattest 5K. There's hardly any hills there, and it's on the path. And it goes through neighborhoods and stuff, and it's all centered around a Greek Orthodox church, which is kind of cool. And they give you tickets if you participate in the race to the festival, which happens the following week. Lots of great food and stuff there too. Not for the race, but in the festival. So looking forward to the Greek Fest, and I'll talk a little more about that, depending on how the photo theme goes along. So anyway, thanks for hearing me ramble. Please listen to all the other podcasters that are participating in the Dog Days of Podcasting at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. There's a Mondo feed there, and I also have a page where all the participants. So if you want to just go subscribe to them individually, visit their websites or contact them on Facebook. It's all there and easy to find. So thank you. And till next time, remember, you can visit the website at spyndle.com. See you later. I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spyndle.com. That's spyndle. Thank you, and until next time.